Ball alert, ball alert, ball alert. What is heading in? It's the kid Ferrari Simmons.
Hey, young world. It's your best friend, Sue Solo. But today is a very special edition. Rari, tell them what's going on, friend.
We got a special guest host in the building, Miss Candy Hustle in the building.
Hey, y'all. What's going on?
Oh, hell no.
Don't get the sweet voice confused, okay? Hey, it's the last name for me. She said Candy Hustle is my name, okay?
I'm a hustler, baby.
Yeah, there you go, Candy.
Okay, yeah, the spice is here.
Sue Solo, how was your holidays?
Okay, so the holiday season for me was really busy. Baller Nation, guess what? Your girl is the first woman to represent Team Hennessy in Atlanta, Georgia.
I now have two, three, four, five
jobs. Lord knows how many jobs I have, but I'm super blessed. So I spent the last bit of the year, November, December, trying to catch up to all of the Moet Hennessy events that I had to do. A lot of training. And of course, living in the ATL, we just don't stop. You know what I'm saying?
So
we had a good time. I enjoyed a little bit of family time. COVID kind of messed a few things up. I couldn't be with mommy, who is my aunt that raised me, that I call mommy. She's older, obviously, and at high risk. So it messed up my family time a little bit. But God is good, man. I'm so blessed to have all the careers that I have. I'm excited. And I'm excited to be back right here on the Baller Alert Show podcast with my fam.
Yes.
How was your holiday? Because you're a dad, so I know.
No, do ladies first. Candy Hustle, how was your holidays?
My holiday was cute. I stayed home in Atlanta because I'm originally from up north, Rochester, New York.
Yeah, you got to ask
so,
Rochester.
Yeah. Rochester, New York. So shout out to all my rock people. But by way of Washington Heights, I lived in Washington Heights as well. So I didn't go anywhere for Christmas, but for Thanksgiving, I went home. But for Christmas and New Year's, I just stayed here and really, really enjoyed my time. Because sometimes you just got to chill. You can't be on go. And especially with COVID-19, it paused everything. So what about you, Rai?
Oh, man, my holidays was good. I am a dad, so my wife, and I get homesick, so I'm from Florida originally, and she took me down to Florida. I saw my dad and my sisters and just had a good time.
Oh, yes.
And we had a good time. Came back, and one of my babies caught COVID, but everything's all negative now, so everything's back to the grind, back to the hustle. Okay,
what I'm talking family. About. Shout out to the baby.
I don't like the babies catching COVID. Now, let me ask you, would you get your children fully vaccinated?
Can they get fully vaccinated?
Yeah, children are now eligible to be vaccinated, and they can get the booster.
One of my babies is fully vaccinated. Another one of my babies, she's 18. She doesn't want to get vaccinated. She's grown, so we let her make her decision.
And I'm glad you said that, because people should have a choice.
There are, you know, pros and cons to both, so, you know, make a decision and stay with it.
But did y'all see that they are supposedly coming out with another booster shot for Omicron? So, okay, so at this point, listen, I am pro-choice. Whatever works for you,
actually, it's a vaccine
that.
For Omicron.
And then they're going to have a booster. So the question at this point is, people that are pro-vaccine, are you going to get vaccinated every single time they come out with a new vaccine for a new variant?
I mean, yeah, I get flu shots all the time, so I'm good. That's just normal. I always got flu shots my whole life. So
right. I'm skeptical. But hey, I am pro-choice. Whatever you want to do for your body and your health, please do that. I'm going to wait.
And be safe and wear your mask and wash your hands still.
Wear your mask. All right, well, let's get into it, y'all.
Let's do it.
In case you missed it.
It's the Georgia Bulldogs for me.
Shout out to the Georgia Bulldogs.
And I'm not a Q dog. I'm a Georgia Bulldog fan. And guess what? All you Alabama fans, I can't stand y'all. I've been talking smack about y'all all year. I told y'all. Y'all was going to get y'all ass whooped. Y'all whooped our ass in the SEC championship. We whooped some ass in the Natty.
I'm not going to hold you. Nah, I like Alabama. Alabama, y'all got some fine, hard-working men down there. Y'all the type that be, like, you know, mowing the lawn and doing housework and all that stuff. But fans, like sports fans in Alabama, y'all are unusual. Y'all are aggressive. Y'all are loud. Y'all are crazy. That's all they got.
Candy Hustle. They don't have a professional sports team in Alabama.
Oh, they don't.
It's so just Alabama football. It's either you're
Auburn
Alabama
or Roll Tide.
Auburn, you know, Alabama State.
Wow.
You know, the HBCUs in Alabama. That's it. That's
well, I'm sorry we took this away from y'all, but I'm not. All I want to say is congratulations to the Georgia Bulldogs, because it's been, what, 40, 41?
41 years. 41 years. 1980 is when they the last time they won.
Everybody, just pay attention to how Georgia turned to a blue state and all these blessings have been falling upon us. Come on, snap, now. Let snap, the church.
Hey, ma'am.
Yes. All right, what's next? Let's talk about Soulja Boy wanting credit.
Okay.
Soulja Boy always want credit. What do you want credit for
now? That's just part of his theme, I think.
Okay, listen.
The first to do everything.
It ain't that much damn credit to give in the world. We are out of credit, Soulja Boy. I am a Soulja Boy fan. I respect you. I think you're awesome.
So what he wants credit for this time? I forgot.
He said he's the first person to put Big on his name.
Oh, yeah, Big.
He said ever since he started calling himself Big Draco, now everybody is putting Big in front of their name.
So what about the Big Sean's and the Big L's? Like, what are you talking about, Soulja?
I mean, Candy, clearly that's what everybody else was talking about. But Soulja Boy said he don't care about what none of y'all are talking about. Just take a listen.
Who was saying Big before Big Draco, before Big Soulja? Who was putting the Big in front of their name? Who was popping it like that? Answer me. I was the first rapper putting Big in front of my name. Now you got everybody saying Big, Big this, Big that. Hold on. Is we finna give me my credit or not? Notorious B.I.G. now. Keep it gangsta. Rest in peace, Notorious B.I.G. He been dead for how long? Answer me. Who started this big shit?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with Soulja. Like, sometimes he just chooses violence every day. Like, he goes on these rants. It's crazy.
Yeah, he gets high and he goes
but
on.
But what
he
is
lies.
He getting high off? That like, what
he
does
has
that?
His own strands of weed. He has his own lean. He has his own, like, you know.
He has his own stuff. Yeah.
I'm not going for that, okay? Don't no lean make you do that. Don't no marijuana make you do that.
But Sue is his own, so we don't know what he's putting in there.
It might be a little special.
Might
You're
be
right.
a little special edition. Right. Yeah. Shout out to Soulja Boy, though.
This is the thing that's kind of killing me a little bit about the younger generation, the now generation, right? You had, for example, Quavo at one point in time who said that the Migos mastered the triplet flow. They were basically the first people to do it. And then, of course, the conversation of, hey, what about Bone Thugs and Harmony came up. Now, of course, I think at some point the response was, yeah, but they old. We're talking about we're the first people to get it together during this generation. I feel y'all. I totally feel it. But you gotta pay homage to the people that did it before you. And I think Soulja Boy is losing that, like, friend, you started calling yourself Big Draco, like, probably not that long ago. And we've been hearing Big for a very, very long time.
Very long time.
Then, and y'all heard it in the audio clip. He's like, Notorious B.I.G. I mean, no disrespect, you know, rest in peace or whatever it is that
Followed
he said. But
disrespect.
I'm the first person to do it right now. Like, I can't make sense of this, y'all. I'm out of credit.
He was high, guys. He was high. He was drinking and smoking, and that's all he does. It's
I
all
ain't
good.
Got no more credit to give Soulja Boy, but if listen, Soulja Boy said, answer me. Does anybody want to help Soulja Boy figure out who else was named Big?
Yeah, it's a lot of people.
A whole bunch of people.
Like, who you got,
gang Rob? Of folks.
Big L.
Shout out to Big L, R.I.P.
Big Pun.
Big Sean.
Big Sean.
Big Daddy Kane.
Big Daddy Kane. It's slick. He the first
back,
one.
Right. They go back to, like, the 80s, the 90s. Like, you just pop one day and, like, I'm the first.
Big Psych over there on the West Coast. So much people with Big in their name, man.
Well, if we're talking about Big, let's talk about Big Daddy Tristan Thompson, okay? Because Big Daddy has to cut that check, boy.
$40,000 a month.
He's a baller.
What has the streets been calling him? I've been hearing Tristan Trimester Thompson. This man spent so much time denying that he got his ex-trainer pregnant. And he tried to drag her. Really, he was calling her a gold digger, saying that, like, first of all, he denied ever sleeping with her. Then he said they only slept together once. Come to find out, it was multiple times, and the baby is his, and he just may have to cough up $40,000 a month in child support.
And he tried to come off like he was a broke, you know, Negro, but we know you got a little bit of money, and also, you are just messy, Tristan, because you did not have to do Chloe like that. And people are like, that's Chloe's karma. What are y'all talking
about? What is Chloe's karma, though?
What y'all say is karma?
What is Chloe's karma?
Why do y'all keep saying that? How do y'all
Sue
know?
Solo, what's Chloe's karma?
Well, I think the people feel as though the Kardashian clan, the Kardashian-Jenner family as a whole, they feel like they, you know, kind of target black men, and there's a story. I'm not saying none of this is true, by the way. I'm just saying this is what some of the people in society feel.
Yeah, carry on.
Feel like the Kardashian-Jenner clan, you know, they take our black men
meat.
And they break them down. You know what I'm saying?
What black man?
The BBC.
What black man has departed from that family and is still sane, is still whole? You know what I'm saying? A lot of them not really together. A lot of them just not really together. So there's like this stigma around them or whatever. But the thing is, Khloé has taken this man back several times. So maybe people aren't saying it's her karma as in this, like, you know, oh, they always going for black men. Maybe it's more so like, well, what else do you think is going to happen when a cheater cheats on you 3, 4, 5 times and you take them back 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times?
They're saying that it's her karma because of the fact that Khloé got with Tristan when he had another
baby
on the way.
That part. Like, Khloé, why did you think you were different?
But here's the thing. It's a lot of Khloé Kardashians laughing at Khloé Kardashian.
Ooh, bars, Candy Hustle.
You know what I mean? I try to do what I do. But, I mean, you can't laugh. I just don't like other people laughing at other people's pain. I try to, you know, be like, you know, damn. Because at any given moment, that can be you, sister. That could be you.
I get it. Celebrity news, you know, we all get into it. We talk about it. But don't forget that they are people
just
like you and I. And ladies, a lot of us done been stupid over a nigga at some point in time.
We all have. I mean, sometimes I can't even look at the story because I'm looking like, I remember when I took this nigga back.
Candy girl,
yeah,
I'm telling y'all.
I remember being trash. I remember being a trash.
Wait, what does that mean? What kind of trash
were you? What type of trash were you?
Elaborate, guys.
No, we're talking about it. It's the Baller Alert Show podcast. We're talking about it.
Nah, I just was a liar and a cheater. And you know, I just was didn't have my stuff together, but the right woman set me straight.
Amen.
Hallelujah! Shout out to the wife.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Shout out to the wife.
Now, before you try to fast forward to that Ferrari Simmons, let me ask you: was there anybody that you cheated on that took you back multiple times?
Oh yeah.
Okay, how many times?
I mean, you know, I lost count, but you know,
damn.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. What's your sign? What's your sign?
Aquarius, the best
damn
zodiac
mean,
sign
Candy?
There is. Okay,
what that
Aquarius?
Mean?
Aquarius is
baby.
Are the best.
Aquarius will.
Why'd you respond like
you
that?
Out.
Ooh,
let me tell you
Aquarius
something.
Aquarius is not stressor outers.
If you're listening to this right now, you're an Aquarius. The CDC has said the Aquarius season has been canceled. I'm sorry, it is canceled.
But you know what needs to be canceled? The damn Taco Bell wings. That's what needs to be canceled.
Absolutely.
You're gonna be on that toilet. Brap, bap, bap, brap.
What made them do that?
Bah, 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 bah. Well, first of all, where y'all getting these wings from? Because Sue Solo said it's a wing shortage.
It's a shortage. There is a shortage. I can't find chicken wings at any damn grocery store. Chicken wing places are selling more drums than flats because they ain't got no damn flats.
Can we get wings for lunch today?
Maybe. Maybe for it.
If they have them. If they have them.
But Taco
we
Bell,
in Atlanta. They
I
got
refuse.
Wings everywhere.
Nobody in the world is going to tell me that Taco Bell's pool is so strong that they're able to get chicken wings before any other chicken wing seller on earth because y'all motherfuckers ain't never sold no real chicken to begin with. So how the hell am I supposed to believe that you got chicken wings?
Wait a minute.
What
I
don't
work at Taco Bell before. I worked at Taco Bell before, guys.
Oh, we got
it
the
is real chicken.
So it's real?
It is real chicken.
What
wait,
is it
Rari,
mixed with?
You wasn't there when
no,
they got this
now,
chicken.
It does come in the bag.
What is it mixed with?
I don't know what the chicken wings
it's
are
it's not
with.
All
I'm
chicken.
Chicken on the taco.
It ain't all chicken, just like Subway.
It wasn't tuna
at all.
But hold on, I'm not gonna hold y'all.
Yeah, I don't eat tuna.
Remember when McDonald's was selling chicken wings? Remember when they rolled out chicken wings?
Yeah, I never ate them though.
Yeah, I never I'm not getting chicken wings from burger joints. I mean, like places that's known for certain items. Taco Bell, you're known for tacos and quesadillas. Stick with that. Like, I'm not about to go there. Like, let me get 6 wings.
I'm sorry.
Did they have Taco Bell in Rochester?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's all over.
Check, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
Chick-fil-A.
I wish we had, like, a White Castle down here.
No, yeah, because
we
got
do.
Crystals.
We got crystals.
No, but White Castle is better than crystals.
Yes, but the thing is, people don't, you know, spots don't come where there's already, you know, it's already unlocked.
Just like we have Checkers. Some places have Raleigh.
I'm texting the wife. We eating crystals tonight.
Yeah, like crystals.
Okay, so you want
no,
wings
I
and
I
crystals.
Just I want White Castle, and that's the closest.
You
thing.
Must
anyway,
want to be on the toilet. That's really where you want to be. But for those who have been eating the Taco Bell chicken wings, we are going to uplift you in prayer.
What kind of meat is this? Father God, I come to you as humble as I know how. Father, I ask you as I bite into these wings. Hey, if you find anything inside of them, hey, that's not like you. Lord, if it's a COVID variant, take it out. Whew. Lord, hey, if it's Delta, let it be Sigma Theta. Who God? Because I don't know what this is on my wing, God. I don't know if this is a drum or a flat. This is the spirit of confusion, Daddy. I'm confused. What is this on my wing, a tail?
And that was a good prayer. That was really good prayer.
Hallelujah.
But if
Hallelujah.
You're off of chicken and you want to go vegan, what can they do, Sue?
First of all, I need y'all to remember that prayer. Don't ever forget it. And remember that this is real. We love you guys. We want you to stop eating the Taco Bell chicken wings. Until there has been further review, we just need to decide. We just need to figure out, is it real chicken or not? And I'm not, this is no shade to Taco Bell. I've eaten Taco Bell. I've enjoyed Taco Bell in my day. But no, friend, we're going to pray for you, okay? Now, if you don't want to go eat the possible fake chicken, the possible squirrels, then what I had heard on the streets is that KFC is offering a plant-based chicken. Do they already have this candy?
It's going to be launching. It's slowly rolling out, but it's on the way. So if you still have a taste for chicken and you are plant-based, whole food, vegan, see what's up with KFC.
Where the squirrels went? Where the squirrels?
You know what?
At?
I haven't really been seeing a lot of squirrels.
I ain't seen no squirrels.
Stop the podcast. When's the last time you saw a squirrel? And don't tell me they've been hibernating.
I have not seen a squirrel in a while.
I haven't seen too many because my dog, when I go outside and walk with my dog, he would see a squirrel and he's going to bark.
They all at KFC.
It doesn't happen.
Is it global warming?
KFC.
Or KFC got them. Or Taco Bell got them.
Here's my thing about vegans. And shout out to the vegans. No, I don't want no beef. I mean,
what
no
vegan
pun
is going to KFC though for
plant-based
chicken?
Why do y'all want chicken?
That's a bar.
I don't want chicken. If I'm vegan, why am I still trying to eat meat and make it vegan? Shouldn't y'all just have a craving for plants and, you know,
fruits? I say that, y'all. I did not say that.
I'm just trying to understand y'all. I'm pescatarian, and I eventually want to remove all meats, like fish and everything as well. But, yeah, I just started. I ain't been in it too long. Like, I would love to go for some wings, but no, I'd just rather do seafood for right now.
I've never
and then go from there. Never?
Especially chicken wings. That's just like my makeup.
You just need it. And you from Florida too?
Yeah, I just need chicken wings. Chicken wings and seafood is my thing.
Yeah, I need the seafood. But I'm going to try to get rid of seafood as well and see how that goes. Who taught y'all how to tongue kiss?
I practiced on the girl I was into at school.
Sounds about right. Me, this local neighborhood guy. It was real fine.
What was his name?
Shout out to you. No names.
She said,
never
shout
kiss
out
and tell,
you.
But I would definitely remember you. It was Puerto Rican and black.
When's the...
I don't know who taught me how to tongue kiss, but I know that it was not my mother, it was not my father, it was not my brother, it wasn't my sister, it was not anybody that was related to me.
Right.
Whereas Jim Jones has shared that his mother not only actually, you know, verbally taught him how to tongue kiss and like demonstrated, but she actually showed him how to tongue kiss by tongue kissing him.
Mm.
Yeah.
Now dig this. When he was talking about it on Angela Yee's podcast, shout out to Angela Yee, he did not say that he felt weird. He actually said he felt more weird when he kissed a girl, but when he was kissing his mother, he felt like, all right.
Well, I think that goes to show whatever type of relationship he has with his mom. Listen, everybody got different relationships with their family. Kodak Black touching his mama booty. Like,
this,
you know what I'm saying?
This isn't the first time I've ever heard this before, and it's kind of like...
That's that Oedipus syndrome.
This gives me a wow vibe, and I'm not judging, but I am. I don't know how to feel or think. Yeah.
That's that Oedipus syndrome, like the man said on Baby Boy. You want your mother to be your woman. Some men really look at their moms like, that's my woman. You gotta be careful. It's a fine line. But anybody who's kissing their mother in these day and age, you will go to jail. So be careful about doing any of that and sharing it with the world.
Because
you will definitely get child, what is it? Sexual, child pornography. Sexual. Something, they're going to get you. The feds are going to come after you. That's what I'm trying to say.
I mean, listen, sometimes people are really just telling their truth. And I think this shocked the world. I know the internet is going crazy after Jim Jones shared that his mom used to tongue kiss him to teach him how to tongue kiss. That is very odd.
I don't know if it was done on a regular basis, though. If it was
the fact that it happened once, twice, that was once too many.
I've never kissed my mom on the
lips. Again, everybody's family dynamic is different. What works for you works for you.
That's weird. Okay.
Cool. Hey, listen.
Jim Jones, my guy, though.
Definitely not judging.
Shout out to Jimmy.
Outside of that. What up, Jimmy? Maybe we had Jim come on the show.
He... I would love that.
Elaborate.
He actually said quite a bit on this show. You know, not only did he talk about, you know, his mom teaching him how to tongue kiss, but he also said that Khloe Kardashian will continue to take Tristan Thompson back because she loves him. She loves a black man. And yeah, that's what Jim Jones said.
And that's her baby father. A lot of women, once they have kids with someone, they like locked in. Like, I want my family.
But he's a few people's baby's father. So who gonna get him?
Bars.
Like, he has three different families. Who's right in this? The girl before Khloe and then the girl after Khloe.
Do we got a bomb to drop? That breakdown was crazy.
It's a few of them.
Right.
So what we gonna do?
Got mad kids, B.
I want to know what Tristan Thompson, Soulja Boy, Jim Jones, and Lil Durk looked like 10 years ago, because everybody's going crazy over this 10-year challenge. I saw Rari made a post.
Rari, you did the 10-year?
Yeah, but it was on my story, though.
First of all, ain't nothing wrong with doing a challenge. Ain't nothing wrong,
with doing a challenge.
I would do it. I just ain't got no pictures.
There's something wrong with the men trying to shape the women that may have put
What's
on weight.
What's going on with that candy?
Somebody has said that 10 years ago, your back wasn't that big.
Ooh.
And so I was like, so why would y'all talk about girls like that? Like, women, some women put on weight. They're not high school fine no more. So, you know.
Or college fine.
Remember college fine?
I always say if a girl is fine in her 30s, she's going to be fine forever.
That is so terrible.
That is really mean. So, but here's my thing. I didn't want to do it because, like, I'm still in the same tax bracket. I need some big stuff to happen 10 years apart, and then I can show y'all. But right now, I'm in the same tax bracket doing the same thing, like, a little bit, kind of. So I'm not doing that. Like, a selfie? I'm corny.
Mine was the end of an era. Mine was, like, I've been in the club since I was 18. Mine was slick, a 20-year challenge. Because mine was, I did post a pic from 10 years ago, but I was in the club, and then I posted a pic from a couple of weeks ago. I was in the club. I'm over here like, yeah, this is about a wrap for me. I'm out.
No more
club. End of 2022, I'm out.
Okay.
No more clubs.
All right. Did you do it as soon?
I would do the 10-year challenge, but I don't think I got, I got to look for some photos.
10 years ago, you was in the club.
I have to find, yeah, so my girl Ivy, I love what my girl Ivy did. She basically just posted, like, notes of what her 10 years was, and I think that's what I would do. My 10 years has been so crazy. I worked in nightlife for just about 11 years. I was a door girl. I was selling VIP tables. I was never a server or a bartender. I just would not have been any good at it. But I was working the clubs, and I was super insecure, y'all. Like, I was surrounded by people like Ferrari Simmons that were doing their thing, people that were hosting in media, people that were, you know, entrepreneurs. And I was just this really, like, scared, insecure person. It was very difficult for me to tell anybody what it was that I actually wanted to do. So my 10-year challenge would really be more so about, like, personal things that I really had to overcome to get here. I'm not going to have the pictures of me, like, already looking like I'm doing something. Like, that was 10 years ago. I was in my head trying to figure it out. So I think it's dope to see people's 10-year challenge, especially when people go in on what it actually meant for them, like what that 10-year difference was. Now, 10-year difference made, it was a big difference for Dani Leigh. Did y'all see her 10-year challenge?
Yeah,
she looked a little more,
Caucasian.
She looked a little more Caucasian. Okay.
Instead of a yellow bone.
Look like a nice little makeover happens to appear to her.
She looks a little, now she looks more like ethnic a little bit. Like,
she looks a lot ethnic
more. She
now.
Looks ethnic-ish.
I didn't know that she was a backup dancer. I think it's dope that she has grown in her career, but I'm not gonna lie, when I saw the photos, I was like, no, this is a Caucasian woman through and through. This is not Dani Leigh at all. I'm talking about her hair was different, her skin was different, her style was different,
look,
as all of our style
over,
changes.
She get pulled over, she has no problem.
She cool. She cool.
She cool.
She cool.
She cool.
Cops gonna be like, ma'am, are you okay?
Are you okay, ma'am?
Sorry we pulled you over. Are you okay?
Yeah, facts.
Lord have mercy.
Jeez. All right, let's talk about little Durk. Durk is denying claims that he is only worth $3 million.
Hey, that's whatever my friend Lil Durk says, he said, okay?
He said that shit?
All right. Said, I have $3 million in Richard Mille's.
Okay. So he's saying he's worth more than $3
million. Yeah, you say he has that in watches.
Okay. All right.
Let me ask, though. Does the appraisal of your jewelry really have anything to do with your personal net worth?
It's part of your assets. Your home, your car, your home, your vehicle, the properties you own, your vehicles, and then, you know, your jewelry. As long as you insure your jewelry.
I think you should. We should only talk about what's in the bank, but we won't really know what's in the bank because no one has access to that.
But my thing is, the more that you say that you're worth, the more taxes you have to pay. So why are people saying I'm worth more than three? I'm cool. Right. I'm cool. Whatever it says on there. If I have way more than that, that's cool. Whatever, bro.
But why are these same people always posting their money? The feds are on social media, so they're seeing that regardless. They are. Yeah, so, all right, Dirk, if you more than $3 million, let me hold something.
He said the person who did the math ain't mathing, okay? Ain't mathing. They don't know how to do math, but nonetheless, $3 million is still a lot of money. It's good. I mean, I feel you. You want them to get the math right because you want your shine, and that is okay. Lil Dirk, you deserve that. Congratulations on your engagement. Hell, the wedding probably going to be $3 million.
Yeah.
Shout out to y'all.
When he gets older, he'll learn not to even give a damn about none of that stuff right there.
Absolutely.
Seems like he's growing. I do like that he has already decided, you know, not to mention the dead ops names in his music anymore. Right. I thought that was really dope. Cool. So maybe, you know,
thank
this
you,
is him.
Smirk.
Yeah, he's coming into his space. Dirk, we'd love to get you on the show too, friend. Come on with it.
Yeah, come through. All right, Robbie, what's up with Antonio Brown?
Antonio Brown is not crazy.
He's not?
He's not crazy.
What was
He's
going
misunderstood.
On? Okay.
But he does have, you know, anger management issues. And I think a lot of us have that too. Originally, it was two sides of the story. We didn't know what happened. He threw his jersey, shoulder pads, shirt, gloves into the stands and left mid-game when the Buccaneers played the New York Jets. And everyone was like, oh, he's a problem. He's this. He's that. Come to find out, you know, he had a bad ankle. And his coach wanted him to get in. And he was like, yo, I'm not going to be able to perform at my best. And he was like, get the fuck out of here.
Wow. Oh,
and
okay.
Antonio Brown was like, who you talking to like that?
Right.
You know.
He and, with the shits.
Antonio Brown left and got the hell up out of there. I felt like he could have did it a little better, a little bit more legal, a better legal way to get your coins.
Okay.
But it was true that he needed a couple of more catches, a couple of more yards to get that $1 million bonus.
Okay.
And he was unable to get that. How much do they
expect people to take before they finally explode? Like, people are constantly being asked to just stay calm, do it better, do it professionally. Like, bitch, I'm tired.
I'm tired. I'm hurt. But my only argument with that, Sue, is you're a professional athlete. Millions of kids are watching. And you are, unfortunately, looked up to with millions of people watching you on television.
I get it.
That's all I'm saying.
But let's just learn to be more realistic. Celebrities, people of influence, at the end of the day, are still human beings. We cannot hold them to a higher stature than you would hold your own parents. You cannot do that. It's unfair. That's a lot of pressure.
It's unfair.
So it's totally unfair.
But it's fair when they're winning and everything is going great. They're an idol. They're this. They embrace these things also when they're winning.
Exactly.
When the money
is rolling
them
when they're down.
Well, so my thing is, I just felt like that was a bad taste as far as how he quit.
I get it. It was bad. It was bad.
We can't do that, y'all. Like, he's a millionaire.
He might not be all the way healthy, Rari. You know, people that play sports are not all the way together, and we got to give him that.
So my thing is, yes, but we got to also remember it's a double-edged sword. It's a lot of kids that want to become like him, that play football, that look up to him. Now they're thinking, oh, shit, if that's what happens at my job, all right, fuck y'all too then. That ain't how it's going.
Well, that's when the parents come in and the community and the people that are directly around. I'm not a parent. You know, I'm not at all trying to tell anybody in the world how to parent. But I cannot see myself not coaching my kid in person throughout the day, letting them know that people respond to things differently. This is right. This is wrong. There's not one way to life. People don't respond to everything the same way, but this is what you should do. We can't just put that weight on what the kids are seeing on TV. Like, I think what the energy and the things that your kids are surrounded by in person, I think that's what matters the most.
But so, I also think that, like with Rari, when you're in a certain position and you worked hard to get there, mm-hmm. It's a slap in the face for everybody who supports you,
agreed.
Right? And then for every action, there's a reaction. So you got to handle whatever comes to you.
Right.
And then for number like a number of reasons, you also want to set a good example for the younger kids looking at you.
Definitely.
So he just behaved like a big kid. I do understand that you were mad, you were frustrated, but now look at you. You're labeled as a problem child, and they don't want to mess with you.
Yeah. You know, this actually makes me think of Ari Fletcher and Rihanna, their situation. So Ari Fletcher caught herself on Instagram Live. She had quite a few things to say about domestic violence victims. Take a listen.
So let's start there. That's one. Two, y'all are in the comments like, oh, when I was in a relationship, this boy put out, nobody cares about what happened to you, what trauma you had. Nobody cares. This is, you're trying to victimize yourself and use this. Oh, like this. Yeah, don't worry about my wig. Yes, child. Anyway, please stop. You in the comments, you're telling your stories about, nobody cares. We do not care. We don't care. We do not care at all. Like, we don't care. We just don't care. One time my boyfriend, so what? And now what? Nobody cares.
Yikes. The thing about Ari sometimes doesn't realize her influence. She knows it at one point, but then she'll act like she isn't aware of it. So when you do something like that, you are messing up your bag. I will say that she has calmed down over the years, but for you to say no one cares, and you're working with a brand who's big on domestic violence. You saw what happened to Drea. They cut her water off ASAP. Rihanna does not play when it comes to domestic violence. You have to tread lightly. Actually, you don't even need to tread. You can't even say anything wrong because you will be removed ASAP. And that's what happened allegedly to Ari Fletcher.
I definitely think Ari has grown over the years. We see it. We absolutely have seen it. But the thing was, this was more so about Rihanna keeping her word. This was about Rihanna, who is a domestic violence victim and spent so much time advocating for people who were also victims. She had to keep her word and be like, listen, I'm not going to have my brand affiliated to someone who can talk to victims in this manner. It was the tone that Ari had. It was the body language Ari had.
Dismissive.
It was all of that. It was extremely dismissive. And unfortunately, that may not have been Ari's intent. That really may not have been Ari's intent. Most of us only saw a clip of what she said. We don't really know what the whole tone was like. But that right there, in that moment, that was bad.
Well, I saw the original podcast. She was on this podcast called Don't Call Me White Girl. So pretty much they were just talking about how with guys, you know, how you don't want them to... She was like, pull your gun out and, you know, make me not leave.
I saw
she
that.
She was just talking.
Yeah.
She was just kikiing. But what happens with celebs, they allow those trolls, those comments to eat them up, and then they respond. Why, if you knew that you weren't meaning it for real like that, why are you taking time out to talk to millions of trolls? That don't matter.
I get it. So I think Ari really is your everyday girl, you know, who has a lot of celebrity and fame, you know. Although it may be limited to a certain pocket, social media and, you know, hosting clubs and stuff like that, Rihanna's celebrity is so different. But you know what? Lisa Ray said it the best. Listen to this.
Shout out to Rihanna for standing up and being an example of a woman of her word and making sure that her brand is not tarnished with any foolishness. Yes. Because here's the thing. These younger girls are looking up to these influencers and these social media girls. And so if you know that, you have an obligation. See, that's the difference between a social media influence and a real celebrity and star. There is a difference.
Yes, so because we have morality clauses.
Absolutely. You have to work your way up to that stardom so you know what level that you're stepping into, because it's levels to this. Mm-hmm. It's respectable. People respect you. Now, you can have your opinion. But even when you have your opinion, you got to wait till you get to a certain level to be able to be heard, because we've seen the history of your words and why you saying what you've been saying. She was out of line, out of place.
That's what you were saying about Antonio Brown.
That's what I was saying about Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
See, it's different, right?
It's totally different.
It's different, but it's the same. It's a lot of kids that are athletes. Right?
Right.
You come up and you say, I use me for an example, right? I was really good at sports. I just broke my bones.
Right.
Short. Randy Moss was somebody that I looked up to. I loved Randy Moss.
I remember Randy Moss.
It was a game. He pulled his pants down and mooned the crowd. He did it in an imaginary form.
Oh, okay.
I scored a touchdown in high school. I did the same thing. But I got suspended for 2 games and Randy Moss didn't.
Right.
That's the point is what I was trying to make. It's so many people that look up to you in any shape. Like Sue Solo. You are Sue Solo. There are certain things that you may be able to do, but someone that looks up to you can't do it their job.
You know what?
That's all I'm saying.
I respect that. I think where I'm coming from with it too is I'm not going to tiptoe around no kid though. Like, I'm an adult. I can do what I can do as an adult, and you need to learn what you could do as a child. Like, I'm not going to tiptoe, you know, like for example, one of my sisters, when she had her baby, the house had to be quiet. I'm talking about couldn't do nothing. Nobody could do anything. Your phone had to be on vibrate. Another sister has a kid. She is vacuuming while the kid is asleep. Like, you know, she's setting the tone. Like, she's not allowing herself to be on lockdown because she has a kid and she has to be an influence 24/7. I'm an adult. If I want to pretend like I'm mooning somebody in an adult setting, I'm going to do that. But you as a child, because you are a child, you need to be taught that you cannot do that.
Time out. Not necessarily a child. I'm a young adult. So, like, high school kids,
you know,
college
better.
Kids.
So you know better.
However,
but he was influenced.
I'm still influenced by not my mom and my dad at that age. I'm influenced by the people that I look up to who are millionaires doing what I'm trying to do. It's kind of like me watching Kenny Burns. What up, KB?
I respect
Kenny Burns does things and then me saying, I could do that too. But then my repercussions are not going to be the same as his.
I respect that. And that is a life lesson. That's so y'all going to learn today.
But that's what I'm saying. So that's a lesson. Why when Antonio Brown did that, I did a post like, I understand where he's coming from.
Right.
I feel you. Kids, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. Don't.
And if you do, be prepared to suffer the consequences that are due to you.
Exactly. That's exactly
everybody can't do everything.
Everybody. That's exactly what I said.
That's just a life lesson. Some of these kids they're just gonna have to mess up. You wanna, you know,
but you don't want that though. You don't necessarily, you know, if you could prevent it, you feel me? But yeah, you're right.
My kids gonna have to mess up.
Let's move along.
They gonna mess up and get popped on the booty from their African mama. Well, let's get into a couple of quick mentions before we get into Baller Mail. Rest in peace to America's Caucasian version of Bill Cosby, minus the sexual allegations. Bob Saget, yikes. Y'all, the father on Full House is gone. He has left us on Earth. He's left us in the physical form, but he will forever be one of America's dads, the Caucasian one.
Yeah.
R.I.P. to Bob Saget. So many celebrities are sending out so many great messages about him. We also lost Miss Betty White.
Right before her 100th birthday.
Right before her 100th birthday. What's crazy was I had just reported on her. She was sharing that she feels like a part of, you know, her long life was because she actually stayed away from healthy food. She said she didn't eat nothing green, no broccoli, no Brussels sprouts, no asparagus. I was like, well, damn, Betty White. But we do know that she might have smoked a little bit of green because Miss Betty White was for the people, okay? She was always surrounded by some thugs back in the day, and she stood against racism. So she will for sure be missed. Since we're talking about racism, guys, the racist white Caucasian men in South Georgia, in Brunswick, Georgia, were found guilty of murder in the Ahmaud Arbery case.
And not only guilty, they got life.
Life. The father and son duo got life without parole. The neighbor who was involved, he actually got life with parole. They do have a whole nother court case, which will determine if they are going to get any more charges regarding committing a hate crime, which we all know is a damn hate crime. So we're happy that you guys will be in jail forever.
And really quick, Sue, Betty White, it came out that she died from a stroke.
It was confirmed that she died from a stroke. Wow.
Yeah, so it was a stroke. I thought it was natural causes.
Honestly, at 99 years old, I think a stroke should be considered
right before she turned
natural.
100. They
that
had a
really
celebration
messed me up. You think
planned.
So? A stroke should be natural cause at 99?
You're 99 years old. God bless you with 99 years on earth. At this point, whatever happens is natural.
Thank you for being a friend.
I'm just saying.
Dang, that was
we love you.
That was great. That's crazy. RIP, Betty.
Damn, Sue. That's my opinion. Okay. Now, Atlanta, I'm from Atlanta. You know, I live in Atlanta, and as we all do. And when quarantine first happened, we were only shut down for like 2-3 months. We were not shut down the way the rest of the world was
Atlanta
shut down.
Was still out month. Here. We was outside. Outside.
And unfortunately, we are still out here now. And so is COVID. I mean, the Omicron variant, BKA Omarion, is very serious. There's Flu-Rona.
Flu-Rona.
There's Flu-Rona now.
You're the flu and corona.
Oh, and speaking of that, remember LeBron James had posted that meme and they were feeling some type of way where it was Spider-Man and one said flu, one said cold, and one said COVID.
Yep.
And so they were feeling some type of way saying that within his position as a celebrity basketball player, he should not have put that out there.
I didn't see that.
Two solo voice. He's human.
He is. What, I don't get it. What was the post? I don't get it.
He's basically saying flu, corona, the cold is all the same thing. It's three Spider-Mans pointing to each other.
I don't think they want athletes to be regular and, you know, comment on things
they
that's going on in the world.
They just want them to dribble the ball and
shoot. Shut up and dribble and
shoot. Shut up and dribble. Yeah.
Listen, y'all, COVID is out here. It's very real. The cases are rising like crazy. They're actually rising in children. So if you are someone who is pro-vaccine, take a look into your local healthcare providers because children are now eligible to get vaccinated. And I heard that a booster is on the way for them. Speaking of booster, Ferrari, I hope you got some good advice for this person on Baller Mail.
All right. It is time for Baller Mail. Dear Rari, I love my fiance, but I can't stand his daughter. She's 12. She don't like me, and I don't like her. I feel absolutely terrible about it, but this little girl is too disrespectful. I'm considering recanting the wedding over this little girl because once I marry him, of course, she comes with it. Please help.
Ooh, this is scandalous.
This is heavy. All right, so what you think?
First of all, the daughter is already with him. Whether you're just engaged or married, like, the daughter is there. She is a part of your life. Secondly, I want to know how old you are. And do you have kids? Have you ever been around kids? Do you know how much hell a 12-year-old really causes? Like, it's a phase. How much do you love your man? Does your man know that you hate his daughter? Have y'all tried to go to counseling? Or are you just so young and immature that you just like, fuck it. Like, I'm just going to cancel the whole family. Girl, you was 12 years old at one point. Like, come on. Go to family counseling. If you are truly in love with this man, try to work it out. And if this is your way out, girl, then just go. Shit. Get that bread, get that, and leave.
Yeah.
Candy hustle.
I personally think that you should, you shouldn't go forward with it, because that is his child. Mm-hmm. That's his blood. You're not going to be able to change it. And I don't think she's going to get any better. At 12, that's who they are becoming, you know what I mean? She's gonna get more hip to not respecting you. She's going to want to get more territory over her pops. So if I were you, girl, I would just say, hey, this isn't working. And that's a sign. We have to sometime look at things and take it in as confirmation. Even if you want it, even though we want things, it doesn't mean that it's meant to be. So deuces, chuck up those deuces, sis.
Well, let Big Rari step in the room and address this conundrum in my T.I. voice. Listen here, lady. This is what you do. You tell your man, you tell your fiancé what the issue is, okay? And if he cares about you and he loves you, he is going to handle this. Now, I'm going to give you guys a story.
All right, story
about
time.
What happened in Big Rari's house. Didn't have the same situation, but once my blended family got together, I sat down my babies and told they ass, if you disrespect my lady, I'ma beat your ass. Don't disrespect her. You disrespect her is like disrespecting your mama, and disrespecting your mama is like disrespecting me. As long as she's respectful to you, you are respectful to her. So if he doesn't step up and do that, I would get the hell on. That's his job to have that conversation with her in front of you. That's what I did. We didn't have the disrespectful situations, but I made sure that didn't even happen because I had that conversation before everything got all the way locked in. So that's what you need to do. If it don't happen, get the hell on. Bye.
Bye. That's dope. I like that you mentioned that because a lot of times men don't speak up and have these, you know, conversations with their children. They'll just go ahead and be like,
you know, usually some guys, I wouldn't say all, but some
not
guys
all.
Like, all right, yeah, well, she, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. Time for us to get up out of here. Before we go.
Oh, this was so fun.
You got
this was fun,
word,
guys.
Shout outs.
I just want to say, hey, young world, I am your best friend, Sue Solo. Make sure you follow me on the gram and Twitter at _ Sue Solo so you can keep up. Rari and I do have our afternoon radio show in the ATL, so you can follow us on the gram at Rari and Sue. That is our page together. And keep up. But bye, Baller Alert. Love y'all.
Kenny.
Make sure y'all tap into BallerAlert.com for all y'all news and entertainment, because where else y'all gonna get it from? Get it from BallerAlert.com. And if you want to follow me on my personal Instagram, it is at Candy Hustle. Always an I, never a Y. Hustle, H-U-S-S-L-E. Thank y'all for having me, guys.
In the words of Super Future Hendrix, Pluto, a.k.a. I am part of the Future Hive, the best damn collection of men that support Future and his festivities on the microphone. I will go through some Future tweets. Everything I do, legendary. Or it won't get done. Tuh! I'm the only one that can get Ye to pull up whenever. Tuh! In the streets, I'm bigger than Jigga. Don't say nothing, Candy. I'ma run the B up easy. 100 M's ain't the goal no more. That's the damn Future Hive. Ferrari Simmons. You know the fucking vibes.